This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's mountains have seen some heavy snow in recent weeks, but that hasn't done much for drought conditions across the state. There's a drought-free region in central and south-central parts of Colorado, but severe drought continues on the eastern plains. Extreme and exceptional drought conditions are still lingering in the northeastern and southeastern corners of the state. In those snow-covered mountains, a park where people can practice finding and digging up avalanche beacons is open for its third winter near Minturn. CPR's Dina Sieg.
When an avalanche hits, you do not want to be trying to remember how to use your locator beacon. That's why David Boyd with the White River National Forest thinks this free park is so important, regardless of how much time you spent recreating in the backcountry.
It's not just beginners that when you see people that are caught or killed in an avalanche, a lot of times it's experienced people too.
The park is located near the Eagle Holy Cross Ranger Station. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A worker died Tuesday when a construction trench collapsed. Crews were working on a sewer line when the 12-foot deep trench collapsed Tuesday afternoon. There are no reports on how the collapse occurred. Home construction has fallen by more than 50% in Colorado Springs compared with a year ago. The Pikes Peak Regional Building Department issued just 143 permits for single-family homes in November. In the same month last year, the department issued 316 permits. Meanwhile, mortgage rates are hovering around 6.3%, about double what they were last year. It's a good day to become a member of Colorado Public Radio. Current members have put up extra money to match your gift today. Any amount is welcome, and your gift is doubled today when you come to CPR.org. Thanks very much. This is CPR News and KRCC.